All right, we'll get started. we have another talk on MPI, but I think a very different one, running MPI applications on the Toro Unikernel.
Exactly, yeah. So hello, everyone. I'm Matthias. Here I'm going to talk about running MPI applications on Toro Unikernel. Usually speaking, a unikernel is a way to deploy a user application in a way that is closer to the hardware by trying to reduce the operating system interference. So in the overall, it should perform better than just deploying a user application by using a general purpose operating system. First, I would like to introduce myself. Well, I am passionate about operating system development and virtualization technologies. I had worked at Citrix, Digitech, Huawei, and I'm currently at Battis. And here you have my email and my GitHub profile if you want to know more about what I'm doing. So I'm going to start to present what is exactly a unikernel, and then I'm going to go to the details of what makes Toro special. And then I will show current implementation of the MPI standard on top of Toro, and I will finish with a benchmark that I'm trying to do to see if the current implementation is working as expected, or if there are things that could be improved. So maybe you are already familiar with this picture. This is how, more or less how a user application is deployed, either using a virtual machine or bare metal. So what we have is the operating system, the user application, and the two different modes, the Ring 3 and Ring 0, which is the different modes in the x86 processor. So in general, what we have is that when a user application requires some, want to open a file, send a packet, or whatever, it's going to trigger a syscall, and then it's going to be a switch in which the processor is running from, which is user space to kernel space, so it's going to be processing a kernel space and come back, right? In general, when we see what we have inside the kernel is, well, we have different components, right? That, for example, we have the scheduler, the file system, different drivers, and so on. So in particular, what we have is a scheduler. A scheduler is going to choose what is the next process that's going to be executed. One of these processes, or several of them, is going to be your MPI application, for example. So if you deploy your MPI application by using a general purpose operating system, your application is going to compete with other processes in the system for sure. And also what you have in the scheduler is some policy, which is going to decide which is the next process to be deployed. Also, we have a component like the file system, and since we have a general purpose operating system, we're going to have several drivers for different file systems and different drivers and so on. So what some people observed was that there were too much generality in using